His features were perfect in form, but since he'd been born a god, it was expected. As a rule, gods weren't ugly people. And even if they were, they usually used their powers to fix that. It went with the whole god vanity thing that could be quite off-putting at times. Appearing no older than his mid-30s, Sin moved with a fluid, timeless grace. His black eyebrows were drawn together in a stern frown, and at least 2 days' worth of whiskers dusted his face. Truly, he was exquisite, and a part of herself that she wasn't acquainted with took extreme notice of his dangerous, masculine lope. Something about the way he moved went through her like a hot, heady wine. It made her dizzy and breathless. Made her want to reach out and touch the very creature she knew would kill her if he had a chance. He was mesmerizing and engaging. Suddenly he stopped dead in his tracks and cocked his head in her direction. Cat held her breath as trepidation pierced her heart. Had he heard her? Sensed her? He shouldn't be able to, but then he was a god. Or at least had been one before. Maybe he did have that power. But as she saw the slight shadow to her left, she realized that he wasn't focused on her shade form. He had his attention firmly rooted to the trees in front of her. And whatever was there was whispering in a language she'd never heard before. It was low in tone, with a sinister sound that was like some strange combination of grinding gears and a bone-chilling screech. "Urkutu," Sin whispered, in a voice that was laden with power. In one fluid motion, he dropped the coat from his shoulders to show a body so corded with power that it actually sent a shiver over her. He wore a sleeveless black t-shirt and black leather pants with buckled biker boots. But what stood out even more than the deep, perfect indentations of his muscles was the set of knives strapped to his biceps and the ancient hilt of the dagger in his left boot. He had a silver vambrace on each forearm, and as he approached the shadows, he unwrapped a long cord from his right wrist. On each end of the cord was a metal ball about the size of a golf ball. The balls flashed in the light and made a slight tink in the night as he walked. It was obvious he was gearing up for battle, but there were no daemons anywhere near them. If there were, she'd be able to sense them. And still, that strange whispering continued. Cat crept through the trees, trying to see where he was headed. Without warning, something was hurled at Sin's head. He ducked it and rose, twirling the cord over his head like a cowboy with a rope as he moved. The balls whistled in the air a moment before he released them, and they flew through the foliage. A scream tore through the night.